Testing. Can you hear me? Am I coming through? Huh. Okay. In Jinjo Koan, Dogen Zenji said that when a person attains realization, it is like the moon reflecting on the water. The moon never becomes wet. The water is never destroyed. Although it is a vast and great light, it reflects itself on a small amount of water. The whole moon and even the whole sky reflects on even a drop of dew or a blade of grass or a single tiny drop of water. Realization does not destroy the person, as the moon does not make a hole in the water. The person does not obstruct realization, as a drop of dew does not obstruct the moon in the sky. The depth is the same as the height. In order to investigate the significance of the length and shortness of time, we should consider whether the water is great or small, and understand the size of the moon in the sky. So I think it's clear that in this section of Jinjo Koan, Dogen is discussing the experience of a person who has attained realization. The image of the moon reflecting in water is a metaphor for the emptiness of all beings. And according to Akimoto Roshi, the metaphor occurs in scriptures dating all the way back to India. In the Vimalakirti Sutra, the lay person Vimalakirti, speaking to Ampali, a disciple of the Buddha, says, "All things are without production, destruction, and duration, like magical illusions, clouds, and lightning. All things are effervescent, not remaining even for an instant. All things are like dreams, hallucinations, an unreal vision. All things are like the reflection of the moon and water, and like a mirror image, they are born of mental constructions." In the record of teachers and disciples of the Ryogan tradition, and this is a history of the northern school of Chinese Zen, and it's around the 8th century, the fourth ancestor of Chinese Zen, Daishya, and he lived from 580 to 651. After giving instructions for Zazen, he said the following: "Days and nights and walking, standing still, sitting and lying down. If you always contemplate in this way, you will know that your own body is like the moon and water, the reflection in a mirror, the heat waves on a hot day, the echo in the empty valley. You cannot say it is a being, because even if you try to catch it, you cannot see its substance. You cannot say it is non-being either, because it is clearly in front of your eyes." Once again, you see how the moon and water is used as a metaphor for emptiness of our own body. Notwithstanding, in the Mahayana tradition, all dharmas, that means all things in the self, are both like the moon and water. So it's clear that Dogen uses this analogy from the same source in the same context as an analogy of prajna and emptiness. In the chapter of the Shogun Genzo entitled Suki, the Moon, Dogen Zenji uses the metaphor moon and water not simply as an example of the emptiness of all things, but as an expression of total function, the dynamic movement of network of interdependent origination that includes the self and all dharmas. You should know that another translation of interdependent origination is relational origination, which is the reality of our life. So shunyata, or emptiness, is beyond wording and conceptualization. It is the absolute truth. So you see, we use concepts and categories to grasp conventional truth. I've said repeatedly that we are at the interception of the relative and the absolute. We need to see reality from both these sides without clinging to either the absolute or the relative. And that's called the middle path. But this gives the question that this begs is, how do we integrate our practice into our daily life? Dogen Zenji went on to say that if we're not doing that, if we're not thinking about that, if we're not wrestling with that, then what's the point of practice? Tendai Chigi lived from 538 to 597, was a great master of the Chinese Tendai school. And he used what I've been discussing as a principle to create the three truths, which is one of the essential teachings of this school. The three truths refer to the truth of emptiness, the truth of the expedient, and the truth of the middle. And again, these truths are based on Buddhist teachings of interdependent origination. So the truth of emptiness has to do with seeing the reality of interdependent origination as no substance or as egolessness. The truth of the expedient refers to seeing the reality of interdependent origination as each and everything exists as an expedient and temporal collection of infinite different causes and conditions. Nothing exists without a relationship to something else. Thus, when other things change, the one thing has to change. The truth of the middle requires us to see the reality of each and every being from both sides. So here we go again. Emptiness, the absolute, and form, the relative. You see? And at the risk of being redundant, we need to live and practice based on the first two truths. In the words of Dogen Zenji, this transcends both abundance and deficiency. In Suki, the moon, Dogen Zenji is saying that the moon in water is not just simply the symbol of emptiness of all beings or merely the reflection of the Buddha's Dharma, but it is the reality. So here we go again, the reality, the middle. So we should understand that our practice of the Buddha way is based on the two truths, but it transcends. See, we have to get our heads around this, but it transcends the two truths in the living reality of our lives. When we find middle way in Dogen's writings, it is important to have an association of the meaning of it in Mahayana philosophy and not cling to it as a logical or philosophical concept. We must strive to accept these teachings as the reality of our lives right within our own ordinary day-to-day lives. In the second quote in the Shogun Genzo's Suki or Moon is a poem by a Chinese Zen master, Banzan, and I always screw up the Chinese name, so just forgive me. By a Chinese Zen master, Banzan, I think this is probably Japanese translation, Hoshaku, and this is what he said. The perfect circle of the mind, moon is alone. Its light swallows 10,000 things. The light does not illuminate objects. Neither do objects exist. The light and objects both cease to exist. What is this? And Dogen, in his comments on his poem, says, the ancient Buddha said, one mind is all dharmas, and all dharmas are one mind. Therefore, the mind is all things. All things are one mind. Because the mind is the moon, the moon is the moon. Because all things are the mind, are without exception. The moon, the entire universe, is the entire moon. The whole body is the whole moon. Within the before and after, three and three, in the 10,000 years of a moment, which one is not the moon? Sun-faced Buddha and moon-faced Buddha. That are our body, mind, and environs. All are within the moon, coming and going within the cycle of birth and death, are both within the moon. The 10 direction world is the up and down, the left and right of the moon. The present activities in our daily lives are the bright 100 grasses with the moon and the bright ancestral teacher's mind within the moon. So here we have Dogen Zenji offering an explanation of what he said in section 9 of Jinjo Koan. In the case of the poem, the moon is the self and it illuminates all phenomenal beings. The interconnectedness and the total function of the self and the myriad things. The mind is one mind, is all dharmas, is not our psychological mind. Uchiyama Roshi called this mind the reality of our life, and as such, we are connected with all beings. So the reality I'm talking about exists before the separation of self, subject, and others, objects. And again, Uchiyama Roshi says that when we release our discriminating views, we are right in the network of interdependent origination. We are connected with everything. He calls this oneness of self and all things, original self or universal self. Gimpo Roshi calls it big mind. We manifest this reality when we sit zazen. See? And again, in Suki or the Moon, Dogen Zenji calls the same reality the moon. The moonlight swallows all things. All things disappear and become part of the self. There are no objects to illuminate. The entire body of the self is the entire moon. All things are the entire moon. We are born, live, and die within the moon. This is what Dogen Zenji means when he says, when a person obtains realization. Lastly, I want to leave you with something that the Buddha said. The true Dharma body of the Buddha is unbounded, like empty space. It reveals its form by conforming to an object, like water reflecting the moon.
Sentient beings are numberless. I vow to